Okay, today's learning discuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding in the middle of Simon Reishkov tests. We are up to Sif base. So now we're going to talk about a bracha that we don't get to do very, very often. However, it is something that we do do, and it's again Haraya Chama Biskufasa. You see the sun, where it comes back to the exact position that it was by Sheshet Yemei HaBereishis. Okay, so we all know that the entire solar system, celestial system, is all moving constantly, and the world is turning, and the sun is revolving, and the there is a certain time where it comes back to exactly where it was. On Sheshet Yemei HaBereishis, v'hu michav kes l'chav kes shana, that comes once every 28 years. V'atikufa b'tchilas leil dalet, and it's in the beginning of Wednesday, right? K'sheroya in oisa b'yom dalet, when you see it on Wednesday morning, b'abayker in the morning, oima you say baruch oisa mas HaBereishis, and there's a whole longer nusach that's printed that we say over there. V'chein Mivarech Gamken Ksheroya Lavana Batarasa. You see it, you now the second part we'll see we're not knowing to do anymore. If you see the moon that comes back to its original place, there's a certain time that the moon and the stars and the mazalis are all back to that original exact spot. The Haina, what is that? Kshaloza Lavana Batrilas Mazal Tle, Batrilas Achodish, Valesia Nita Loyla Tsaf and Valela Dharm, it's not bending not to either north or south. The five stars that make up this certain, this mazel, this shape. All these time, we'll see these last few that we just mentioned is we're no longer noyik to say. However, the Birchas Hachama, we say that once every 28 years. Let's see the Mishavur, but the Kufasa, Mikoim Shi Chazeres, Sham Letchilas Hakafa. This is where it comes back to the exact spot where it started out. Tishas Tlias HaMa'iris Beis Abriya, when Hashem hung up the sun at the time of creation. Yimei Oz Aschilu Lahakif L'Shamish, that's where it started turning and serving the world. V'unim Shachof Ches Shana, it takes 28 years. Every 28 years, it's exactly the way it was at the time that Hashem flipped the switch and turned on the sun. The mitzvah is to do it right away in the morning. It's preferable to do it with a large crowd, as we know. The Eved, you can wait up to 3 hours into the day. Many hold that you can do it until Chatzos, even with Hashem's name. And what happens if the sun is covered with clouds? And you don't see them. We'll talk about this momentarily. That it's, although it's covered with clouds, but you can still sort of see the, you can see where the sun is behind the clouds, right? So sometimes you have cloudy, you can't see the sun at all. It's light, but you can't see the reishim, you don't even see. Sometimes it's cloudy, but to the point that although you don't see the sun, you are able to see sort of this darkening or where it's orange, where the sun was. Mevarchim, you do make a bracha. We'll talk about this also in a moment because this makes a very big chilek lalacha. If you don't see any sign, any sort of mark that that's where the sun is, you don't make a bracha. Before the bracha, you say, Halo es Hashem and Hashemayim, you say that kapitel. You say, afterwards, you say, Mizmer. Hashemayim esaprim kavod keil. Bachkach you say alenu l'shabeach, and then you say kaddish. Okay. So before we get into the last piece over here, so we basically saw over here, and this is where it's very negeo. We saw over here there's a machloikis in whether or not you can say the bracha if you don't actually see the sun. So the truth is that when this happens, comes a big shiloh, because this is only an opportunity once every 28 years. So a person is only going to be able to do this bracha and the Birchas Hachamah several times in their lives, right? So obviously, simple. You wake up in the morning, you come outside, and it's sunny, and you can see the sun. We will make the bracha with the Shem HaMalchus. What happens if it is cloudy? So now, on one hand, we have Lechatchila, we're supposed to do it early in the morning. On the other hand, with B'Eved, we can do it till Chatzais, right? Now, so if it's cloudy, but you can see the Reish and the sun, so according to some Sefer, you can make the bracha with Shem HaMalchus. According to others, you can't, so people want to wait, right? So basically, what we have to becomes the whole Shaila, right? So some say, what saying, okay, let's make the bracha without Shem HaMalchus, and then if we see it later, then we can make the bracha with Shem HaMalchus. That doesn't really work, because if you made the bracha without Shem HaMalchus, lemaisa you would yotze the bracha, and since lemaisa you would yotze the bracha later on, when you and if you go according to some sefer that you could make the bracha later on when you see the clouds clear up, you can't make the bracha because you made it already. We don't get to make that bracha twice. It's the same sun, so you can't make the bracha twice. So end of the day, this Mitzvah Hashem, the next time that there is the sun, if the weather forecast is that there'll be cloudy, we will be zeichet to get multiple WhatsApp messages from all the rabbanim in the neighborhood, which will give us the instructions to wait or not to wait. But this is the sugya that gets into that shaila: should we wait or make the bracha, like some sefer, without waiting, or should we wait? But if we're gonna wait, we should definitely not make the bracha without the Shem HaMalchus. Once Chatzais came and you couldn't see the sun, obviously that's not an option. You can't make the bracha anymore. Okay. Then the Mechaber said we have other brachas that we made for the moon when it came back, the Mazel Tov when it came back. Our minhag is not to make this bracha. That's what the Shaar Tshuva writes and others writes. And the Shaarim have Shapshei Tzedek Madam Noige. Those are the various different bodies of stars that have to be back in the same place to make the bracha. But again, not negay, because our minhag is not to make this bracha. Okay. Let's start with Simin Reish Lamed. Din Ktsas brachas pratia, some other brachas and other rules with regards to brachas. If you daven on something that already happened, and it gives an example, so the example in the Mishnah, you come into the city, you hear there's lights and sirens. Atzala is going to Chas V'Shalom, is going, you're turning onto your block, and you see Atzala ahead of you, they're coming to your block, right? They're coming to you don't know whose house they're going to. You say he rots in Shalaya kills there beside Macy. This screaming shouldn't be in my house. Now that's Chatzil Java. Whichever house it is, it's there already. So you can't go ahead and make that bracha. Oi, you can't make that tefillah. It's a tefillah shava. Oi, shayis ishtemu beres. Your wife is pregnant. Acha boim yomli burei after 40 days. She's already pregnant for 40 days. But oh man, he says he rots and shetelu dishti zacha. My wife should have a male child. It's too late. Whatever it is, it's a male or female, is already determined at that point. You make a bracha, you daven on the future, and you give thanks on the past. You come into a city, which is talking about you came off something that was dangerous. You're coming into a city that has danger, so very often this is not Negev today. I should come into this krach in peace. Nothing should happen to me. Nichnas l'shalom, you get through the dangerous area in peace. You say thank you. That I got in here in peace. You're ready to leave. You should let me exit in peace. I shouldn't. Again, we're talking about that this was dangerous sections of town. You go out in peace. Once again, you think on the past. And just like came to you should be able to go in peace. The rest of the tefillos haderech. We'll get into that a little bit more. This goes into the Tefillas HaDerech, which we already said. All the halachas of Tefillas HaDerech, we say it once a day. We say it only once per trip. We already spoke about that back in Siman Kuf Yud. Okay, so let's see the Mishabura on this. Achabar and Yom Libur, we said that if you daven to Hashem after your wife is already pregnant for 40 days, that you want specifically a zachar or a nekeva, it's a tefillah shav. Shekvan it's dayet tzur savlad. The vlad is already formed, and whether it's a male or female has happened already. Toichabar and Yom, my old tefillah, according to Mishabura, he says, during the 40 days, you are still able to daven. It should be a boy. And he brings a raya. We know that Leah, when she was pregnant, she davened that she should have a girl, so her sister shouldn't have only one boy. So we see that since she davened during the 40 days, first 40 days, it was not considered a tefillah shav. Once it's past 40 days, you can daven that the child should be somebody that should survive and should be somebody that keeps the mitzvahs. That's a tefillah ala asa. That didn't happen yet. But on the past, you can't daven. This study says that you should make this tefillah when you come into a city. We're talking about a place that there are people that look to start up with you. When you come into a small city that you don't have any of these dangers, we don't make this bracha. Once you're on the way, when you're walking around in Brooklyn, you're not. It's not necessarily considered a dangerous place. Some might argue on that, but it's not necessarily considered a major place. So you're coming into Brooklyn, you don't say this tefillah. Once you leave and you're huchzik b'derech, which we spoke about what that's considered, then you say tefillah b'derech and kumvari leil b'simin kufyuda. We said in simin kufyuda. Right, tefillah b'derech. Shabura is trying to understand what's going on over here. We learned the whole simon of Kuf Yud. We didn't once mention a tefillah shava. We only mentioned that you once you huchzik b'derech, you say tefillah shaderech. All of a sudden over here, the Mechaber tells us that when I leave the city, I say a thank you on the past, and I make a tefillah, the tefillah shaderech, on the asa that my trip should go well. Where did this come in over here? We also only say, we don't say this when we leave the city, we only say tefillah shaderech once we're well on the way. All of a sudden over here, the Mechaber added this haidah on the past, and also seems to say that we say tefillah shaderech immediately when we leave the city. So what's going on over here? Yeshleim, the Hos America Yitzamir Katana. Over there in Kuf Yud is talking about, similar to our situation 99% of the time. You're leaving a city that has no danger. You're not concerned. You weren't in a dangerous country that are going to shoot you for trying to leave it, right? You're in a regular city. The only reason you're saying the tefillah is because naturally on traveling on the way, there are dangers. And therefore, when does the danger start? When you're on the way. Therefore, you only say tefillah shaderech once you are on the way. Even if they're along the way now, you left the city, you said tefillah shaderech, and now you end up passing through a crack which does have dangers, and then you don't say tefillah shaderech again, you only say this thank you for having left this dangerous city. Okay, so you're traveling and you decide you're going to take your route through Gaza, right? So you said tefillah shaderech once you hit the one, right? As once you leave, and then you keep on traveling, the tefillah shaderech covers everything. However, once you got to the Gaza, and now you're leaving Gaza, you can say thank you for letting me get out of Gaza in peace. But tefillah shaderech, you don't say again, because you already said tefillah shaderech on the trip. You already said tefillah shaderech. The Hachemer, what's the case over here? And Machab is saying is that not only do we say this thank you for letting me leave the city, but you also say tefillah shaderech immediately. So you went into Gaza the night before, and you stayed overnight in Gaza. Now you're leaving Gaza. It's dangerous to leave Gaza. They see you. They're gonna shoot you. Now you also have to say tefillah shaderech again because you said tefillah shaderech yesterday. You stayed here overnight. Okay. So therefore, because now you're about to travel on the way. So what do you do? You also have to say thank you to Hashem that you got out of here safely. So now over here, since leaving the city is already dangerous, so now in this kind of situation, we put it all together. Take it, since you have to say the thank you right away when you leave the city. Therefore, we say the tills are there. So just to sum this up again, so we don't make a mistake. When we're a regular situation that we're leaving the city without having gone to a dangerous place, the only danger is the road. Naturally, traveling on the road has a certain danger to it. We only make the tefillas haderech once we're huchzik baderech, and that would apply to 99.9% of our situations. If you, well, we hear the Machab is talking about, if you're in a situation that just leaving the city has a danger to it, so therefore you success, you can't say tefillas haderech until you're on the way, at least somewhat on the way. So when you're in the city, you can't say tefillas haderech. But as soon as you leave the city, you have to say, thank you, Hashem, for getting me out of here safely. Since you're saying, thank you, Hashem, getting out of here safely, in such a kind of situation, that's what he's talking about over here, you would say Tefillas HaDerech right away. But in a normal situation, go back to what we learned in Kuf Yud, that we just say the Tefillas HaDerech once we are Huchzik Baderech, which we said, you're already out of the city and on the main roads. Okay, we'll stop over here, and Hashem, we will continue tomorrow.